The plan is the latest version of a tax break promised by Governor Scott Walker on the campaign. Businesses could get a tax benefit of between $92 and $316 for each worker they hire under the proposal. It would be available to companies of all sizes. The amount they receive would depend on how much money they make. But Democratic Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar said it was unrealistic to assume a business would hire someone based on a credit that small.
We ought to be spending our scarce tax revenues on things that really make a difference, not things that make somebody feel good.
Jauch said the plan would have a real effect on the state budget, potentially in the form of cuts to health care or education. The plan will cost the state treasury roughly $34 million a year. But Republican Finance Committee co-chair Robin Voss of Burlington said the state needed to put money back in the hands of the private sector over the long haul.
We have got to grow our way out of this deficit. And that is exactly where Governor Walker has hoped to take us.
The proposal cleared committee with only Republican votes and heads next to the full legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.